News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
The overall sense, as I said, is one of relief from climate campaigners. Though I do wonder, as I said earlier, if that relief is going to be short-lived, because there's a political row brewing here, isn't there?
Yeah, there is, and specifically over carbon tax. I mean, look, it's a good report, and congratulations to everyone involved. We'll be talking to Eamon Ryan on this in a moment. But it's all about the implementation, and we saw they managed to cobble together a compromise on carbon taxes, because Fianna Fáil were starting to get windy. Sinn Féin and the People Before Profit have already exited the stage. I mean, Brian Stanley's comments yesterday of Sinn Féin comments on carbon taxes were laughable. He actually said carbon tax hasn't worked, increasing it won't work. So Brian Stanley of Sinn Féin knows more than every expert on global warming all across the planet. Well done to you, Brian. That's pretty impressive. Now, I can see a big row between Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil when the next budget happens. Fine Gael bottled this in the last budget. Fianna Fáil are getting windy because Sinn Féin, they're afraid of being outflanked by Sinn Féin, which are afraid of being outflanked by People Before Profit. I wouldn't be a little bit surprised, Kieran, if we have a general election in the autumn and it is specifically brought about because of a row or a disagreement over carbon taxes.
Well, we're going to be speaking in just one moment to one of the politicians who was on that committee, fairly instrumental in the formation of that report, Eamon Ryan of the Green Party. But in the meantime, we want to hear your views on this. Have you any faith that Ireland, that this government or successive governments will implement a carbon tax and that we will meet our climate targets? 53106 at a cost of 30 cents, or you can tweet us at BreakfastNT.
Okay, let's go to Eamon Ryan, leader of the Green Party and a member of that committee. Eamon, how tricky was it to get a compromise on carbon tax? And are you optimistic that it actually will be implemented, the increase in carbon taxes over the next decade?
I am, and I don't think to a certain extent, Shane, we could focus on that. That's a bit like trap. It's kind of the whole attention is on that one issue. It's one of the things we have to do, but only one.
Yeah, fair enough. It's a very important thing, though, Eamon. We can forget about reducing our emissions if we don't do carbon taxes.
It helps. It is one of the tools that we will use, and we will need so much, Shane. It's such a challenge, but something, a challenge that I think is going to make this a better country if we rise to it. If, as the young climate strikers who came in and spoke to us yesterday at our last session, we have to make a leap. We have to really kind of jump now to kind of a much higher level of, and as you say, turn it into action, not just ideas, but actually making it happen. I think the compromise on that worked in the end. There is cross-party support among those four parties who kind of agreed to that in the end. Sinn Féin and People Before Profit, as you say, voted a different way. But we were able to do it and able to commit that it would be in next October's budget. And before that, rightly, that we would look at the measures, whether it's the fee and dividend model where you give the money back, or whether it's through specific targeting of the spending of the funding to protect those from any risk of increased fuel poverty. And I think that's right.
You didn't make firm decisions on which of those you would go for?
No, we said that we would do exactly what we've said, is that we would look further, not make the mistake of the water charge just to charge into this, but look at all the options, not be categorical in how you do it. But we've committed to doing it, and it's a commitment that has to be over 10 years, so that it's going to be several governments, not just one, so it doesn't become the political issue every budget. And I think if that happened, as you said there, Shane, which is a possibility, that we just run into the next budget and use this as the kind of dividing point between political parties in an election campaign, that wouldn't be doing a service to the climate strikers, to those young 16-year-olds who've been pointing out the reality of what we have to do.
It wouldn't. Are you optimistic that won't happen?
Yeah, no, I think we actually, sometimes compromise, Shane, isn't a bad thing in politics, and it was, as you say, a bit hairy in the last couple of days. But we got a wording in the end that we were happy to vote for, those who did. And I think that was significant. And I think the report in a wider sense is significant. Sometimes the kind of boring stuff, but in the kind of stuff about, okay, how do you structure the internal arrangements in the public, in the civil service, in the political system? What sort of overview do you have? And what sort of flexible system do you have to innovate and make the changes we need to make?
Okay.
That's a significant part of the report.
Eamon, as you say, lots more to this report than just carbon tax. Agriculture is a key area in terms of emissions. It's obviously politically contentious. Political parties don't like doing things that farmers don't like happening. Is there enough in this in relation to agriculture? Yeah. No carbon tax in relation to agriculture?
Again, I was just listening to it in the introduction, and you're right to think it touches the scale of the change that no sector can be left out. And actually, I think in our work over the last 8 months, agriculture is probably the area where we did most work, and came out with a plan which is, it is saying we have to change Irish agriculture. It's saying we need a new national land use plan, not just to look at where we do or how we do agriculture, but looking where do we put forestry, how do we look after wildlife? We have a biodiversity crisis as well as a climate crisis. Where do we? How do we improve our water quality? How do we store peat in our bogs again by changing the way from extracting peat from bogs, from using it as a very valuable store? So actually, I think on land use, we've done quite well. And I think there's a lot of further work, but that work could be helped by the fact that the Common Agricultural Policy is about to change and go green, and that we're going to pay farmers properly for doing the right thing, for storing carbon, for improving water quality, for protecting nature.
Yeah, but we're ploughing ahead with our, expanding our beef herd, Eamon. That's not going to help things.
That's what this report says, is the whole policy has to change. And I think a lot of the focus, as I said, is on carbon tax and on maybe agriculture. I think actually, Shane, probably the area we have the biggest difficulty in and where we didn't really get agreement and where we have a lot more work to do is probably in the transport sector, in terms we also need the National Development Plan to change, because while our national planning framework is saying the right things, that we should cut out the carbon, come back into the centre of our villages, towns, cities, our national development plan didn't match that. We still have a roads-dominated public transport system. We need to switch that to a public transport-dominated and cycling and walking-dominated system. So I think actually of the areas which are probably that should be the focus on, I think transport's one, because that's one where our emissions are growing 3% per annum. There's no real sign of any change. And that's probably one of the most difficult ones to do.
Okay, well, look, congratulations on your work. It is a good body of work. There's no question about it. I suppose that the proof obviously will be, or the key will be in the implementation of it. But Eamon Ryan, leader of the Green Party, thanks indeed for joining us. Lots of texts coming through already on this, Kieran.
Yeah, carbon taxes are a fine concept, says one listener. But what will the taxes collected be used for, and what alternatives does the government suggest people switch to? Someone else says the problem with carbon taxes in Ireland is that the government will make a mess of it and probably set up a new quango to collect the charge that will cost more to administer than the charge itself.
Keep your text coming through on carbon taxes on this committee report 53106 at a cost of 30 cents.